Hello, how are you? I'm Mike Harding, sitting in a stone shed in the Yorkshire Dales with a stack of CDs, a cup of tea, and enough time to play something like 18 tracks on the subject of animals. Why, you ask? Well, when I was looking at the shelves the other day and just going through stuff, I discovered that there are ever so many songs that mention things like parrots in The Outlandish Night, things like horses in the case of horse racing or gambling, and I had a good long look, and of course there are lots of mythical beasts as well, like dragons and magical sheep. So, for the next hour and a bit, sit back and relax while I regale you with beasts real and mythical, kicking off with Buzu Chavis and Who Stole My Monkey, and I do hope this is not a single entendre for something very rude, but I do fear the worst.
You stole my monkey. You got my monkey. I want my monkey. You got my monkey.
Somebody please return his monkey. Who Stole My Monkey? Classic piece of Zydeco there from Buzu Chavis, the album Johnny Billy Goat. Daddy Fox appears all over the English-speaking world as the wily old fox who goes out on a chilly, chilly night and goes back with a goose slung over his shoulder. This is a cracking version of Daddy Fox from a band I know very little about, but I have seen the book. This is the Where's Spot Band with the Fox.
The fox went out on a chilly night, prayed for the moon to give him light, for he many a mile ago that night, before he reached the town, oh, town, oh, town, oh, many a mile ago that night, before he reached the town, oh. He ran till he came to the farmer's pen, the ducks and the geese were kept there, and he says, a couple of you are gonna grease my chin before I leave this town, oh, town, oh, town, oh, a couple of you are gonna grease my chin before I leave this town, oh. Thank you. quack across his back, and he didn't mind the quack, 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 and the legs all dangling down low, down low, down low. He didn't mind the quack, quack, and the legs all dangling down low. The old gray woman jumped out of bed. Out of the window she popped her head, crying, John, John, the gray goose is gone. The fox is on the town, no, town, no, town, no. John, John, the gray goose is gone, and the fox is on the town, no. Nice warm den. There were the little ones, 8, 9, 10, saying, Daddy, Daddy, go back again. It must be a mighty fine town, oh, town, oh, town, oh, town, oh. Daddy, Daddy, go back again, for it must be a mighty fine town, oh. The fox and his wife without any strife caught up a goose with a fork and a knife. They never had such a supper in their life. The little ones chewed on the bones, oh, bones, oh, bones, oh, they never had such a supper in their life. The little ones chewed on the bones.
Cracking stuff. Yep. The Where's Spot Band from the album 5x4 with their version of Daddy Fox, simply called The Fox. They're based in Chelmsford and are a fine, fine country band that work all over the place but do a lot of gigs down there in the southeast. Somebody has to do it. Robin Dransfield and his brother Barry set the folk world on fire as two very handsome, very talented young chaps in the late 60s. They're still at it making great music, although not as much as they used to do, and Robin Dransfield's album Tidewave I thought was a real modern classic. From it, this is a song about a dog, which also, of course, is about more than a dog. It's like the curious incident of the dog in the night time. There's more than meets the eye.
Dog, and I treated him right, and we'd hunt in the forest from morning till night. You better look out, that you don't lose your mind, for one day that dog died, and I left him behind. And I once found a baby bird under a tree. I carried him home in my hand for to keep. You'd better look out, 'cause you can't always say. And one morning early, that bird flew. And I once had a friend I could trust as my own, and through orchards and summer fields we'd stray far from home. You'd better look out, that you don't lose your way, for when we grew older a different way. And I once loved a young girl, I gave her my heart. And we swore on a lily white that we'd never part. You better look out, cause you can't always know. And come winter, that lily was asleep in the snow. And now no woman with long flowing hair, and she speaks in a whisper, she teaches me to care. She'd better look out, and she'd best lose her mind, or else that sweet talking woman will make me lose mine. Well, I once had a dog and I treated him right, and we'd hunt in the forest from morning till night. You better look out, that you don't lose your mind. For one day that dog died, and I left him behind.
I once had a dog, Robin Dransfield, from his album Tide Wave, and there'll be one from his brother Barry later on in the show. Now, dogs, cats, parrots, ravens, there's songs and music about all kinds of animals, but there aren't many songs about mice. There's lots of tunes about mice in the Irish tradition, like The Mouse in the Cupboard, but songs about mice, not really, but I have unearthed one. Eddie Clark from the album Sailing into Walpole's Marsh, with The Mice Are At It Again. And when I go back to my little cottage in Connemara, I will find little bits of mouse poo in the kitchen, showing me that the mice indeed have been at it again.
Well, since I killed me owl tomcat, with mice were overrun. I've ordered traps and blind the gross and poison by the ton. Well, I put me Sunday trousers on last night to make a show. But as soon as I got on the street, I says, hello, what oh, for the mice are at it again, as sure as bees is bees. Got in and out the early doors, though skittered and round me knees. Well, I try to preserve me wardrobe, but still it's all in vain. For as soon as I find the drop behind, the mice are at it again. Well, I went on to a specialist, because me hair was thin. He says, your hair's not falling out, you've gone and pushed it in. Oh, but when he put his x-ray on, he got a different view. Say, now, me boy, I'll tell you where your hair is going to. Well, the mice are at it again, oh, take it for a map. I fancy you could do with a little bit off the top. Well, you look as though you're molting, but still you can't complain. You've been letting your head hang out of the bed, and the mice are at it again. Well, last week I earned some overtime, and like a big fat head, I hung me trousers at the foot when I got into bed. The next morning when I awoke, I found I had been done. I asked the missus about it, and she says, it's 10 to 1 that the mice are at it again, oh, been up to their tricks. I said they must have been hungry for to chop 7 and 6, for I knew I'd half a sovereign, that's right, says Mary Jane, and they chawed it down to 1/2 crown, the mice are at it again. Well, for to wash me neck, I keep some whiskey round the place. Oh, the bottle, it is empty every morning, I can trace. And I asked the old landlady who'd been drunk the night before, or did she know where me whiskey went, and she says, dear, oh Lord, well, the mice are at it again. Oh, isn't it a shame? For every night that I get tight, the mice, they do the same. Well, I noticed a couple this morning, trying to cool their brains. They were running about and their tongues hanging out, and the mice, they're at it again.
Eddie Clark with The Mice, They're At It Again, from the album Sailing Into Walpole's Marsh. Well, the mice may be at it again, but so's the cat. This is Sheesham and Lotus and Son with The Cat Came Back. Was hoe downing all over the studio while that was on. Sheesham and Lotus and Son with The Cat Came Back. There is, of course, a set of words to that, and I'll be playing you a version of it later on in the show. The album that comes from is called The High-Stepping Music of Sheesham and Lotus and Son. Great ragtime musicianers. Now, the legend of Sir Eglamour and the Dragon was only a poem until the Dame Nellie Melba of Barnsley, Kate Rusby, got her hands on it and set it to a great tune. I was driving home one night many, many years ago listening to Jim Lloyd on Folk on Four, and he was interviewing Kate. I'd never heard of her before, and she sang this song live on the programme, and I thought, that lass is going to go places. And in fact, of course, she did. Kate Rusby with Sir Eglamour.
Sword and he went to fight. Fall a lanky down dilly, as he rode o' hill and dale, all armoured in a coat of mail. fa-la-lanky-down-dilly. It killed God knows how many men. Fa-la-lanky-down-dilly. When she saw Sir Eglamour, you should have heard that dragon roar. Fa la da 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 lanky down dilly. Well, when the trees began to shake, fa-la-lanky-down-dilly. Horse did tremble and man did quake. Fa-la-lanky-down-dilly. The birds betook them all to peep. It would have made a grown man weep. Fa-la-lanky-down-dilly. But all in vain was to fear. Fa-la-lanky-down-dilly. But now they fall to fight like bears. Fa-la-lanky-down-dilly. To it they go, soundly fight a live long day. Steal a bite, fa-la-lanky-down-dilly. No sword could enter through her skin, which vexed the knight and made her grin. Fa-la-lanky-down-dilly. But as in colour she did burn, fa-la-lanky-down-dilly. It fetched the dragon a great good turn, fa-la-lanky-down-dilly. For as a yard she did fall, rusty sword, hilt and all. Fa-la-la-pum-ba-da-da-da-da-lanky-down-dilly. Like a cow, she did fly. Fa-la-lanky-down-dilly. To it and it was hard by. Fa-la-lanky-down-dilly. There she lay all night and rode the night. Was sorry for his sword. Fa-la-la-pum-ba-da-da-da.
Sir Eglamour, Kate Rusby from her album Hourglass. Well, from one mythical dragon to another one, a more modern one. This song is called Le Dragon de Chimay, and it was written by one of the lads in Le Vent du Nord, that great Quebecois band. They were marooned in Belgium when that Icelandic volcano went up and sent all the ash into the upper atmosphere, which meant that planes were grounded all over the world. Well, the poor treasures in Le Vent du Nord were grounded in a castle in Belgium. My heart bleeds for them. They were stuck there for days and days, and the lady of the castle, who was a European princess of some note, entertained them greatly with lots of food and wine and stories. One such, of course, was the legend of the Chimay dragon. Well, one of the chaps was so enamoured of the story, he turned it into a song. And a right good foot-tapper it is too. I could, of course, have translated the whole piece for you with my wonderful command of franglais, but I'll just leave it to you to work out what it's about. Need I say that the comely maiden gets away in the end, though she does lose one of her glass clogs in the process.
Thank you. Barbe pelot, dit la sorcière, fut torturée au fond du cachot.
Barbe pelot, dit la sorcière, fut torturée au fond du cachot.
Elle envoya de son bûcher un dernier sort sur les gens du château. Ainsi promis de la princesse, le chevalier si tendre et aimant.
Ainsi promis de la princesse, le chevalier si tendre et aimant.
Sous la grande halle de la cathédrale, soudainement, fut emmuré vivant.
Au cœur du ventre de l'ambre, l'homme criant du fond des cryptes pour que les pierres le libèrent et nous racontent
le temps des mythes. Le temps pensant, le sang aussi, l'homme était transformé en bête.
Le temps pensant, le sang aussi, l'homme était transformé en bête.
Emprisonné dessous la ville, un feu brûlait tout au fond de son âme. Jusqu'au passage du souterrain. Toute gargouille vomissait de l'eau.
Juste au passage du souterrain, toute gargouille vomissait de l'eau.
Abreuvant ainsi l'animal qui chaque jour était de plus en plus gros, était de plus en plus gros.
Au cœur du ventre de l'âme, l'âme criant du fond des cryptes pour que les pierres le libèrent et nous racontent
le temps des mythes. Quand du clocher les carillons sonneraient 13 coups du matin.
Quand du clocher les carillons sonneraient 13 coups du matin.
Réveillant gisant et dragon, danser les carillonneurs du grand Satan. La terre bougeant pendant la guerre, laissant entrer espoir et lumière.
La terre bougeant pendant la guerre, laissant entrer espoir et lumière.
Alors la bête brisa ses chaînes, se libérant enfin de son empire. De son enfer.
Au cœur du ventre de l'âme, l'âme criant du fond des cryptes pour que les pierres le libèrent et nous racontent
le temps des mythes. Et la princesse triste et donnante sur la grande tour du château de Chimay.
Et la princesse triste et donnante sur la grande tour du château de Chimay.
Garde son corps pour un crapaud, mais un dragon volant s'y présentait. La bête surgit, cherchant l'aimé, de sa prison s'était extirpée.
La bête surgit, cherchant l'aimé, de sa prison s'était extirpée.
Le sang et lui sont envolés, les amoureux, ils se sont embrasés, ils se sont embrasés.
Au cœur du ventre de l'âme, l'homme criant du fond des cryptes pour que les pierres le libèrent et nous racontent
le temps des mythes.
Dragon du Chimay, vachement formidable, mon braves. Le Vent du Nord from their album Trompe les Tompes with Le Dragon du Chimay. And a fantastic story it was too. I was on the edge of my seat all the way through that. From mythical dragons to a mythical sheep. Don't put any gloss on it. They're calling it a ram, but it's just a male sheep. And only the English would turn a male sheep into an animal of heroic proportions. This is Barry Dransfield, the brother of Robin, who was on the head of the programme, with a song called The Derby Ram. It also occurs around here as the Skipton Ram, as if we didn't have enough trouble up here as it is.
As I went down to Derby all on a market day, I spied the biggest ram, sir, ever was fed on hay. And indeed, me lads, true me lads, never was known to lie. If you'd have been in Derby, it'd have seemed the same as I. The wool upon his back, sir, it grew so mighty long. The eagles built their nests in it, I heard the young man's song. And indeed, me lads, true me lads, never was known to lie. If you'd have been in Derby, it'd have seen the same as I. The horns upon the ram, sir, they grow up to the moon. A little lad went up in January, didn't come back till June. And indeed, me lads, true me lads, never was known to lie. If you'd have been in Derby, it'd have seen the same as I. Derby come begging for his ears, to make them leather aprons to last them all their years. And indeed, me lads, true me lads, never was known to lie. If you'd have been in Derby, it'd have seen the same as I. And all the lads of Derby come begging for his eyes, to kick them up and down the street, for they were football size. And indeed, me lads, true me lads, never was known to lie. If you'd have been in Derby, it'd have seen the same as I. The man that sold the ram, sir, he went home very rich. The lad that's singing his song, sir, is a lying son of a... And indeed, me lads, it's true, me lads, never was known to lie. If you'd have been in Derby, it'd have seen the same as I.
He missed the bit out about it took all the men in Derby to carry away his bones and all the women in Derby to roll away his stones. The stones in question, just in case there's any maiden aunts listening, not being little pebbles that the ram collected, but in fact being his testicles, which it seems were unfeasibly large. Wonder why he bowdlerised that song. We'll never know. Here's a great song with an overview of how the animal kingdom came to get its nomenclature. That's how they pronounce it in Barnsley. That's good enough for me. Tim O'Brien with the Bob Dylan song, Man Gave Names to All the Animules.
Man gave names to all the animals in the beginning. In the beginning, man gave names to all the animals. In the beginning, a long time ago, saw an animal upon a hill, chewing up so much grass until it was filled. Saw milk coming out. I think I'll call him a cow. Man gave names to all the animals in the beginning. In the beginning, man gave names to all the animals in the beginning. I'm a pig. Man gave names to all.
like a column of sheep. Saw an animal as smooth as glass, slithering his way on through the grass. Some disappear by a tree near the lake. Ah, I think a column of steak.
Men get names to all the animals. In the beginning, men get names to all the animals. In the beginning, long time ago. In the beginning, in the beginning, men get names to all the animals. In the beginning.
Tim O'Brien is the only guy, apart from Ry Cooder, that I can think of that can play a mandolin and make it sound like two guitars and make it sound wonderful as well. A very, very talented guy. Tim O'Brien singing that on an album called Sing Along with Putumayo, which is an album full of kids' songs, well worth getting hold of. And that was Man Gave Names to All the Animals, Bob Dylan's take on naming the animal kingdom. Talking about kids' songs, Ralph McTell, our national treasure, did a long-running series of songs called Alphabet Zoo for British television, as it implies. He had an animal for every letter of the alphabet. I'm going to stop at K with the song of Kenny the Kangaroo.
Oh, my name is Kenny and I'm a kangaroo, garoo, garoo. I like to say g'day, 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 and how do you do? And if you were ever to ask me what I really love to do, I'd say boing around all day all over Australia. There's one thing about old baby kangaroo, garoo, garoos. Everyone is a-bouncing, babe, their mums are bouncers too. And if you ever caught up with us to ask what we love to do, we'd say boing around all day all over Australia. The worst thing that can happen to a kangaroo garoo is for him to lose his boing and his bounce. He doesn't know what to do. When mud goes hard around your feet and you're really stuck like glue, and you should be boinging and bouncing round Australia. We try to be brave as kangaroo, garoo, garoo, garoos, till someone creeps up behind us and they give us a scary boo. With a glop and a glug, I was out of the mud and out me rooskin too, and I boinged off into the night in old Australia. Australia is great if you're a kangaroo, garoo. There's plenty of space around for you to go boinging and bouncing through. The koalas and the kookaburras all go how'd you do, and they wish they were boinging too all round Australia. Oh, my name is Kenny and I'm a kangaroo, garoo, garoo. I like to say good day,
good day,
good day, and how do you do? And if you ever do ask me what I really love to do, I'd say boing around all day all over Australia.
and off he goes, bouncing around the bush of Australia with Uncle Ralph McTell, Hot in Pursuit, from the album Alphabet Zoo, which, by the way, you can download all 26 of those wonderful songs from Ralph's own website as MP3s, and it only costs you just over £6, I think it was. Well worth splashing out a bit of loot and playing them to your children and grandchildren, because everyone is a little gem. Now, there are lots of horses in folk song. Think of Black Bess. Think of songs like the cowboy song, I Ride an Old Paint. Or Old Jimmy Johnson Had a Grey Mare, Took It Down to Dewsbury Fair. Songs like that. But here we have probably the most famous song of them all about a horse. This is Spider John Kerner from his album Stargazer, with the story of a racehorse even more famous than Shergar, Stewball.
Like an air.
Yeah, I was waiting for that. Kajunk! You can't stop a drummer once he's determined he's going to do the kajunk at the end of it. He always will, you know. That's one of my heroes. Spider John Kerner, from his album Stargazer, with the legend of Stew Ball. Now, three tracks back-to-back about monkeys. The Monkey's Wedding from Mac Wiseman, which is a sort of Froggy Went A-Courtin' type story. The Flight of the Beer Monkey, from that genius Tim Darling. The story is self-explanatory, but it's one of my favourite songs ever. And then, right at the end of this sequence, Monkey on a Dog Cart, from Peter Ostrushko. A dog cart is a little gig, a little horse-drawn carriage, and the monkey's driving it, obviously. I didn't need to tell you that. You knew it all the time. First of all, though, The Monkey's Wedding.
The monkey married the baboon's sister. He smacked his lips and then he kissed her. Kissed her so hard he raised a blister, and she set up a yell. The bridesmaid stuck on an old corn plaster, stuck so fast it couldn't stick faster. Surely was a sad disaster, but it soon got well. You think the bride was dressed in a pretty white dress and pretty green hat pin, red shoes, quite interesting, she was quite a belle. The bridegroom dressed with a blue shirt collar, black silk stockings that cost a dollar, large gray whiskers the fashion to follow, he cut a monstrous swell. Supper, black-eyed peas and bread and butter, ducks in the duck house all in a flutter, and pickled oysters too. Chestnuts raw in the boiled and the roasted apples, the sliced and the onions are toasted, music in the corner already posted, waiting for the cue. Think was the tune they danced to, the drunken sailor and sometimes Jim Crow, tails in the way, and they got pinched too, cause they were too long. Oh, what do you think they had for a fiddle? That old banjo with a hole in the middle, a tambourine made out of a riddle, and that's the end of my song.
As I leave the house, the evening's drinking the last few drops of the light of day. Responsibility's gone to bed and the night is calling me out to play. From the dazzling dark of the public house come the cries and the clamour of drunken glee. And I pile right in and I gather around, gazing up at the barley tree. First pint comes and I grasp the glass, the bittery glorious gulps and sips. With a velvety touch upon my throat and a taste like a lover upon my lips. And I love that feeling. The beer monkey is flying tonight. And I love that feeling. I love the world and the world's alright. And I love that feeling. Climbing up to the top of the trees, and I'm sailing away on the summer breeze. First pint's gone in the blink of an eye, second one comes and the laughter starts. Then hair starts growing in the back of my hand, and a tail starts growing upon my ass. With my tail for balance, I make the leap, and I down the third of my pints of beer. This is the moment of no return, when life and its mysteries crystal clear. And I love that feeling. The beer monkey is flying tonight. And I love that feeling. I love the world, and the world's alright. And I love that feeling. Climbing up to the top of the trees, and I'm sailing away on the summer breeze. Two more pints and I'm jabbering gibberish, havering, slavering, talking shite. The monkey's screaming into my ear, keep on drinking the whole damn night. And I drink another, although the drink I drank before should have been my last. And I lose my grip and I start to fall, and the ground comes up at me far too fast. The arrow shot straight and true from my father's bow, piercing straight through the eagle's heart. Down he fell, down to the labyrinth here below, with wax and feathers of eagle, we have the art to fly away. Don't fly so high, son, the sun gets too hot up high. You must listen to what I say. Don't fly too high, son, your fingers will burn in the fire. I heard my father say. Oh, the sun shoots through the hole in my eye, and it shatters my skull with a slice of pain. Oh, and I hit the floor on my hands and knees, and I pray to the gods of the grape and grain. And my head hangs over the toilet bowl, and I grip the rim and I take the strain. Then I gaze at what used to be my insides, and I vow that I never will drink again. Then my hair falls out and my tail recedes, and my fingers are turning back into toes. The monkey has flown to the land of dreams, and when he'll come back again, no one knows. But for some strange reason, I even love that feeling. The beer monkey was flying last night, and I love that feeling. I love the world, and the world was all right. And I love that feeling. Climbing up to the top of the trees, and I'm sailing away on the summer breeze. 1, 2, 3.
And off they go into the distance, the monkey on the dog cart from Peter Ostrushko's album Blue Mesa. And before that you heard The Flight of the Beer Monkey from Tim Dalling, Ian Carr and Neil Harland. And that's from the album Blossom. And right at the head of that you heard The Monkey's Wedding, Mac Wiseman, from the album The Arkansas Traveller, music from Little House on the Prairie. Three pieces of music about monkeys. And here's one about a chicken. Chickens, no matter what you tell me, are stupid. You can draw a circle in the sand, stick a chicken's head in it, and he'll just stay there. He won't move. How daft is that? And then you get these chickens, which are being specially bred now. You just open the oven door, and there's a tray inside with a little bit of oil in it. And these specially bred chickens, they just pluck all the feathers off. They put three strips of bacon across their breasts and just jump in the oven. How stupid is that? This is Double Handy, old-timey band par excellence, from the album Up Like the Clouds, with Cluck Old Hen. Sound. I don't mean Double Handy, I mean those chickens. The only good chicken is a dead one, apart from Norman Collier. And if you don't understand that last statement, you better check it out. Norman Collier used to have an entire act, comedy act, and it really was one of the funniest things I've ever seen, based on his impersonation of a chicken. I went all over the world working with Norman Collier, and I remember a night in the middle of the Arabian Desert. We were booked to do concerts for the Army and Air Force out in the desert, on the edge of the empty quarter in the Sultanate of Oman. He was the only person who got the Arab staff on the camp laughing. The RAF and Army lads, of course, were falling all over the place to jokes and stuff like that from the rest of us. But when Norman got up, the Arabs absolutely fell about on their knees on the desert floor laughing at this Westerner in a nice suit going round pecking bits of crumbs off the floor of this low loader we were performing on. You had to be there, that's all I can say. Now, the raven is a bird of ill omen in Irish mythology. I was once stuck on a mountain called Muilri in Connaught, and the clouds came and surrounded me, and I was stuffed there on the peak of this mountain with sheer cliffs on one side of me and a very bad drop on the other. And a raven came and sat and just looked at me about 4 foot away. And according to Irish folklore, there are three drops of the devil's blood in every raven in Ireland. This is a song from Scotland, Malinky, with their version of the Twa Corbies, here called The Three Ravens.
Three ravens sat upon the tree, hey dun, hey derry day. Three ravens sat upon the tree, hey dun, three ravens sat upon the tree, and they were black as black could be, and sang la do. Doyen said, hey, it's made. Hey, dun, hey, derry day. And the medallion said, hey, it's made. Hey, dun, and the medallion said, hey, it's made. Oh, where shall we your dinner get? And sing la. It's dun and tide on grass green field. Hey, dun, hey, derry day. Well, it's dun and tide on grass green field. Hey, dun, and it's dun and tide on grass green field. There lies a knight that's newly killed. And sing la. And his horse is standing at his side. Hey, dun, hey, derry day. And his horse is standing at his side. Hey, dun, and his horse is standing at his side. And he thinks he might get up and ride and sing la.
Sing la do la dun day.
Linky with a fabulous version of The Three Ravens, the title track of their album. Wonderful stuff. Now, I promised you that I would play you the song The Cat Came Back, and this version is sung by Cisco Houston, who was a great pal of Woody Guthrie, who travelled the world with him, working together in the Merchant Marine during World War II. He was a folk singer in his own right, and there's a great book called Cisco, Woody and Me, which is well worth reading. Anyway, here's Cisco Houston with his version of an incredibly serious and tragic ballad, The Cat Came Back. More than 9 lives? About 27, I think.
Well, old Mr. Johnson had troubles all his own. He had an old yeller cat that wouldn't leave home. Trying everything he knew to get the cat to stay away. Even took him up to Canada and told him for to stay. But the cat came back the very next day. Thought he was a goner, but the cat came back, 'cause he wouldn't stay away. Well, they gave a boy a dollar for to set the cat afloat, and he took him up the river in a sack in a boat. Now the fishing it was fine, till the news got around that the boat was missing and the boy was drowned. But the cat came back the very next day. They thought he was a goner, but the cat came back, 'cause he wouldn't stay away. Well, the farmer on the corner said he chewed him on sight. He loaded up his gun full of rocks and dynamite. The explosion was heard all over town. Little pieces of the man was all that they found. But the kitty came back the very next day. Thought he was a goner, but the cat came back, 'cause he wouldn't stay away. Well, they gave him to a man going up in the balloon, and they told him for to leave him with the man in the moon. The balloon had busted, back to Earth did head. 7 miles away they picked the man up dead. But the kitty came back the very next day. They thought he was a goner, but the cat came back, 'cause he wouldn't stay away. Well, they finally found a way, this cat for to fix. They put him in an orange crate on Route 66. Come a 10-ton truck with a 20-ton load, scattered pieces of the orange crate all down the road. But the cat came back the very next day. They thought he was a goner, but the cat came back, 'cause he wouldn't stay away. Then they took him to the shop where the meat was ground, and they dropped him in the hopper when the butcher wasn't round. Well, the cat disappeared with a blood-curdling shriek, and the town's meat tasted furry for a week. But the cat came back the very next day. They thought he was a goner, but the cat came back, 'cause he wouldn't stay away. Then they took him to Cape Canaveral, and they put him in a place. They shot him in a rocket going way out in space. And they finally thought the cat was out of human reach. Next day they got a call from Miami Beach, and the cat came back the very next day. They thought he was a goner, but the cat came back, 'cause he wouldn't stay away.
Cisco Houston with the tragic ballad of The Cat Who Came Back, from the album The Vintage Collection of Folk. Good stuff. Got time for two more tracks, and I promised in a preview to the show a week or so back that I would play you a song about insects, and this is the only song I can think of about an insect. In this case, it's the boll weevil, and it's strange because if you saw a boll weevil in a cotton field, you'd be terrified because it meant the end of that cotton field, because an infestation would destroy the crop. And yet somehow the anonymous songwriter of this has managed to create a humorous song, which just goes to show you what a strange thing the folk process is. This is the Punch Brothers with Chris Thiele on mandolin, setting fire to the instrument with their version of Boll Weevil.
better cheat me right. I'll eat up all of your cotton, sleep in your grain mill tonight. Boys told the farmer, you don't need no Ford machine. I'll eat up all of your cotton, can't find no
album Phosphorescent Blues. That was the Punch Brothers with a pretty incandescent version of Boll Weevil. And of course, I'd forgotten when I was saying I could only think of one song about insects, that wonderful song by Leon Russellson, The Ant and the Grasshopper. How stupid of me. But that does lead me into our last song, which is one of Leon Russellson's greatest songs, Jumbo the Elephant. It's about the wisdom, the sufferance, forbearance, but eventually revolutionary nature of one of the gentlest and wisest of all the animal kingdom. Here's Leon with his own song, Jumbo the Elephant.
Jumbo the Elephant, he wasn't elegant, and his intelligence was small. But he was a hell of a nice sort of elephant, willing and mild, like a lovable child, obedient to everyone's call. Jumbo lived in the jingle jangle jungle of a concrete town. Worked clearing debris, hauling girders, heaving timber till the night came down. Never known another home, he was as happy as he could be. Everyone gave him buns, petted him, patted him playfully. And the mayor, who owned half the town and Jumbo too, and the mayor taught him all the things that an elephant should do. And the mayor, when the town turned up for the Liberty Parade, the mayor, while the crowds waved flags and the brass bands played, proud as a cat in his cock-a-doodle hat, the fat mare sat on the elephant's back. Jumbo the elephant, he wasn't elegant, and his intelligence was small. But he was a hell of a nice sort of elephant, willing and mild, like a lovable child, obedient to everyone's call. Sunday evenings, all the townsfolk gathered in the market square, came to watch the elephant performing all the tricks that he'd been taught by the mayor. He could dance, he could prance, everyone laughing to see the fun. Rumbling, lumbering, keeping time to the beat of the drum. And the mare, the ways of an elephant were ways he understood. And the mare gave Jumbo champagne as a treat for being good. And the mare, at the word of command, the great beast bowed. And the mare mounted like a Roger to the cheers of the crowd. And proud as a cat in his cock-a-doodle hat, the fat mare sat on the elephant's back. Jumbo the elephant, he wasn't elegant, and his intelligence was small. But he was a hell of a nice sort of elephant, willing and mild, like a lovable child, obedient to everyone's call. And then, one Sunday, as the dry winds flickered through the summer heat, the mare was riding Jumbo at the head of a procession through the crowded streets. Suddenly, for all to see, Jumbo stopped, heard the mare call his name. Silently, defiantly, Jumbo was playing another game. And the elephant raised his trunk and trumpeted, shattering the sky. The elephant, the crowds fled in terror when they heard his jungle cry. The elephant, rampaging and trampling through the town. The elephant, Jumbo screamed the mare as he was hurtled to the ground. And tit for tat, you could hear the bones crack when the elephant sat on the fat mare's back. Jumbo the elephant, he wasn't elegant, and his intelligence was small. But he was a hell of a nice sort of elephant, till he turned wild, like a violent child. You can't trust an elephant at all.
Jumbo the Elephant, Leon Russellson, and that's from the album Turning Silence into Song. Thanks ever so much for being with us on board today's show. It will be up there for 24/7 for the rest of mankind's journey through the cosmos, or whichever is the longest. What happens next Tuesday? We don't know. Look after yourselves. Do take care, because the older I get, the weirder and wackier the whole of creation becomes. But here's a special message for Mrs. Elphinstone Drinkpootle of 17 Victoria Terrace, Camberley, Essex. That's it. Okay, take care. Bye-bye.